local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you to hour number three here on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Top story today involving a local story over in Santa Rosa County, where traffic has been snarled now for much of the afternoon, and it is still that way. As earlier this afternoon, if you are just checking in, haven't heard, around 2:15 this afternoon, there was a male driver who, according to FHP, intentionally rammed into the bridge. Then as a trooper was coming up behind the car, the driver got out, leaped off the bridge into the Blackwater River. And at that point, a search and rescue mission ensued. Multiple agencies involved, and around 4:30, FHP did report that the man's body was recovered. So while the investigation has been ongoing and just the cleanup and everything, that has certainly led to a very rough afternoon for drivers trying to get westbound on I-10 as well as Highway 90 through downtown Milton. So that's what's been going on there this afternoon. Hopefully, we'll see traffic thinning out over these next 48 minutes here during the 6 o'clock hour. Also, in our top three stories today, President Biden's top campaign advisors will meet with Senate Democrats tomorrow as lawmakers growing more concerned about his candidacy.
Senior advisors Mike Donilon, Steve Ricchetti, and Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon will join a special caucus lunch meeting at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The meeting comes after Democratic Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown, and Michael Bennett have said they think Biden will lose to Donald Trump in the general election and hurt the party's chances of holding the Senate. Tester and Brown are two of the most vulnerable Senate Democrats. A handful of House Democrats, meanwhile, have called on Biden to drop out of the race. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett becoming the first Senate Democrat to publicly acknowledge his belief that the president can't win in November. He says polling numbers show Trump not only on track to win, but potentially by a landslide. And ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming today. The militant group says those talks in Qatar could be threatened by a renewed Israeli offensive as 30 people were dead in an Israeli airstrike on a tent city that was set up for displaced Palestinians. That's a look at our top three stories on this Wednesday. Austin's got a check of the roads and weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today. That's progressive.com. All righty. Let's look at the traffic here. So it has been a very hectic afternoon because of that local top local story that Joe tackled earlier. Highway 90 and I-10, if you are traveling westbound approaching Blackwater River, on either of those roads, we've still got very heavy backups. It does appear like it is very, 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 very slowly starting to break up on both ends here. However, I-10 is still going to have you backed up well past Highway 87, and Highway 90 still has backups pushing you back to 87 as well. So those are still going to be giving us much trouble probably throughout the rest of this show this evening. Let's see. Outside of that, there's only one major spot, and that's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 as well. And we also do have an accident report. This is going to be on Airport Boulevard near the intersection with College Parkway. Outside of those couple of other spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up.
All right. Thank you. Also in our local headlines today, Milton City Attorney says there are still issues involving leaders not being forthcoming when it comes to public records requests. During last night's meeting, Alex Andrade spoke on two examples involving council members Marilyn Farrow and Mike Cusack.
He then told me that he had never received training on public records or ethics or the Sunshine Law from the city. I had to remind Councilman Cusack that he signed twice under penalty of perjury on his financial disclosures, which are an annual requirement of every council member, that he met the 4-hour requirements for ethics and public records and sunshine training that the state requires of every public official, including the voluntary board members.
And following his report there, Councilman Jeff Snow made a motion to request a state attorney's office investigation. There was no second, though, and the board opted to schedule a workshop to discuss the issue further. Pensacola city leaders say paying for the airport terminal expansion may involve the sale of city-backed bonds.
Can we bond it? Yeah, I think we can bond it, but we want to be careful. And you know, my job is to go to Capitol Hill and go to Tallahassee and try to have us bond as little as possible and have our state and federal partners help us as much as possible. And they have avenues to do that.
Mayor Reeves says the cost of the new terminal is estimated at around $90 million, and while it's still in the design phase, the clock is ticking to get shovels in the ground. Reeves is hopeful that the city can receive additional funding over the next year, with possibilities including state and federal grants, the Florida legislature, and the FAA. Good news for ECAT today. Celebrating a big win is Escambia County's Public Transit Authority is in line to receive a $21 million grant towards an electric bus fleet. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh announced the news on his blog today, saying ECAT is one of 117 transit organizations nationwide to receive grants. ECAT will receive just over $21.2 million to purchase electric buses and a charging station. ECAT says they plan to transition to a fully zero-emission fleet by 2035. We'll take a break on that note. A look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
What does it take to be a Blue Angel? Passion, precision, accuracy, just like how they handle your money at Stuart Markey Group of 72 Capital Wealth Management. From private wealth management to customized estate planning and retirement, you can trust them for comprehensive financial planning. Through this process, you can build and preserve your wealth, leaving you with more time to be inspired. 72 Capital Wealth Management, dedicated to achieving your most important financial goals. Visit them online to start today at 72capital.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller, and I approve this message.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the news radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. So in our last update, there wasn't a ton to tackle. We still have some problems on I-10. If you are traveling westbound, approaching Blackwater River, we've still got very heavy backups backing you up well past Highway 87. Those do not appear like they are going to lessen anytime soon, though it does look like it's starting to very slowly fizzle out, at least in the middle there. Also on Highway 90, due to this issue, we've had some very heavy backups there as well. Once again, traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, it's because it's still going to have you backed up to Highway 87 as well, so be on the lookout for those two spots. We also had an accident report on Airport Boulevard near College Parkway, still causing some slight backups, but nothing too severe. And then we still have some problems on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87, but hopefully that shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. So outside of those few areas, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads holding you up for too long.
All right, here is Alan with a look at our weather.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Around the state of Florida, Parkland mass shooter Nicholas Cruz is donating his brain to science as part of a civil settlement. Cruz murdered 17 students and faculty members at Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. An attorney for one of the victims, who was shot five times, proposed the unique stipulation. He told Fox News that, quote, "I figured if scientists studied his brain, they might be able to figure out what created this monster."
And the Citizens Property Insurance Board of Governors met today to discuss business, and members are not happy that the insurer of last resort is also in the secondary home insurance market in Florida. Also, the board is proposing an increase for personal wind insurance, which can range from 15 to 50% for homeowners. Still, Citizens Property Insurance continues adding policies, topping over $1.2 million.
A recent cyber attack against the Florida Department of Health is resulting in families having a hard time getting death certificates.
It was just a phone call. We called the same number over and over and over and over and over again until somebody answered, and they said, "We can't make a comment on that."
Right now, funeral home operators have to fill out a stack of forms for every certificate they process, and many families aren't able to get answers. The State Morticians Association says they hope the malfunction is short-term, but until it's resolved, this is the way that it has to be.
And attorneys for suspended Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren have filed a motion with a federal appeals court asking for action in a case that could lead to his reinstatement. We've got more from Reed Shepard on that.
Warren's attorneys have filed a motion to issue mandate with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, citing months of inaction in the case. At the center of it all, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle in Tallahassee, who initially ruled that Governor DeSantis violated the First Amendment and the Florida Constitution when he suspended Warren in August of 2022. Hinkle, however, said he lacked the authority to reinstate Warren to his post, but the appellate court later ruled that Hinkle does have that authority. Not much has happened, though, since the first of the year. Warren says there is no legitimate reason for the delay. Reed Shepard, Tampa.
All right. Also in our, we did do traffic.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
did.
Looking at national news now, still no word on who Donald Trump will pick as his running mate, though. Kevin Cabrera, who was Florida's state director for Trump's reelection campaign in 2020, says an announcement is imminent, with the convention just 5 days away.
You want a VP that not only is ready, but it's not going to give you any drawbacks. It's not going to bring you down. And that's what he is. In addition, he is the only candidate of the folks being considered that speaks Spanish fluently.
Speaking, of course, about Florida's Marco Rubio, Trump challenged President Biden to a no-holds-barred debate last night with no moderators. No response from Biden.
And the remnants of Beryl are heading to the northeast, bringing the potential of tornadoes and flash floods. The former hurricane is moving into parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and New England this afternoon. Meanwhile, over 1.5 million customers still dealing without power in Texas 2 days after it made landfall.
Also, thousands of Californians got a raise today as the minimum wage for fast food workers went from $16 an hour to $20 under a new state law. Experts say it's still too early to determine the long-term impact of the wage hike on fast food restaurants, but some business owners say they may be forced to raise prices and freeze hiring.
And a lawyer for Bob Menendez says prosecutors have no proof in the New Jersey senator's corruption trial as they continue closing arguments today. Adam Fee told jurors that there's no direct evidence that the veteran Democrat solicited or received $150,000 in gold bars or $480,000 in cash found in Menendez's home in 2022 during an FBI raid. Menendez is accused of selling his office to help several New Jersey businessmen secure deals with Qatar and Egypt. Fee blamed Menendez's wife, claiming that she had acted on her own.
A bipartisan group of senators wants to bar members of Congress and other elected officials from trading stocks while in office. The legislation, led by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and Michigan Democrat Gary Peters, would prohibit lawmakers from buying stocks 90 days after the bill is enacted. Hawley says the legislation would stop members from profiting from insider knowledge.
And with that in mind, this story couldn't be timed better. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. The S&P 500 surpassed 5,600 points for the first time ever and closed at a new record high. The NASDAQ also finished at a new record high as well. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 429 points to 39,721. The S&P 500 rose by 56 points to 5,633. And the NASDAQ gained 218 points to 18,647.
All right, recapping our top three stories today, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett becoming the first Senate Democrat to publicly acknowledge his belief that the president cannot win in November, and President Biden's top campaign advisors are going to be meeting with Senate Democrats tomorrow. And Hamas and Israel are resuming ceasefire talks today, but Hamas says that may be difficult given Israel's new offensive this week that left nearly 30 people dead in an airstrike on a tent city that was set up for displaced Palestinians. 6:30 here at News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. At the NATO summit in Washington, member countries are pledging more financial support for Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the 32 members of the alliance are going to be spending 40 billion euros. That's about 43 billion American dollars to help bolster the defense of Ukraine in the next year.
That's Fox's Jill Nato reporting. Two more Democrats calling on President Biden to quit the 2024 presidential race. Fox's Aisha Hosni's on Capitol Hill.
Congressman Pat Ryan, a frontline Democrat from New York, became the eighth lawmaker to publicly call on the president to drop out. Writing on X, Joe Biden is a patriot, but is no longer the best candidate to defeat Trump.
Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer is number nine. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. All around the globe, cities are flooding DoorDash with complaints about reckless driving from delivery drivers. Finally, that company has a response. DoorDash stepping up efforts to identify dangerous delivery drivers and remove them from its platform. The crackdown will start in Boston. It's being called a potential watershed moment for Europe's biggest car maker, and not the good kind. Volkswagen is considering closing an Audi electric vehicle plant in Germany. The company has never closed a car factory in that region. Car makers have been grappling with waning EV sales, prompting a range of companies from Ford to Mercedes-Benz to rethink their plans. U.S. stocks finished today's session significantly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial up 429 points, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both in record territory. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The offseason version of Hard Knocks featuring the Giants has been fantastic. The most polarizing storyline has been Saquon Barkley departing for the Eagles. And through two episodes, it's clear behind the scenes that once a deal between Big Blue and the talented running back didn't get done in 2023, it was never going to happen. 2024 was clearly one giant staring contest, and it's obvious that both Joe Shane and Saquon Barkley didn't want to be the first to admit that they were breaking up. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. All righty, let's see. So we didn't have a ton giving us trouble so far this hour. We had, you know, a slight backup with an accident on Airport Boulevard. This was going to be at the intersection with College Parkway. Still got some minor backups in that area. And we still have a very little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But the biggest problems are still, as they have been all evening, I-10 West and Highway 90, both traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. We have seen some of the congestion die down a bit on I-10, but both roads are still going to have you backed up to Highway 87, so be on the lookout for that if you are anywhere near those areas. But outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much just going to hold you up for long.
The weather for the rest of this week and into the weekend calls for basically a typical summer pattern for the area. Look for a pop-up shower or storm each day. Our rain chance is around 50%. And, of course, it will be hot and humid, high temps mainly in the low 90s. But with the humidity, those heat index values will be well up into the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what is going on in sports tonight?
All right, well, we got a little bit going on right now. We had the Rays and Yankees get underway at 5:50. In the bottom of the third, the Yankees are up 1-0 on Tampa Bay there. Also, at 6 o'clock on ESPN, we saw Dodgers and Phillies get underway. At the bottom of the second, the Phillies are up 2-0. We also have later on tonight Marlins at Astros at 7:10, so that's in about 30 minutes. And then we got the Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. You can catch that Braves game on ESPN+. As far as other things that happened earlier today, we had the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Novak Djokovic is on to the semis, and he didn't even have to break a sweat to get there. His quarterfinal opponent, Alex de Minaur, had to withdraw due to injury. Meanwhile, in the other quarterfinal, Lorenzo Musetti defeated American Taylor Fritz. As for the women's side, 4-seed Elena Rybakina defeated 21-seed Alina Svitolina in straight sets, and 31-seed Barbara Krejcikova upset 13-seed Yelena Ostapenko. As for soccer, we've got the Euro semifinal game 2. England beat, Netherlands 2-1 to basically earn their spot in Sunday's final against Spain. And Joe, you said that, what, you have Spain winning, right?
I think so. I think player first player, England has a better group of individuals, but Spain is playing as a better team.
Right.
So I will, I'll take them to win. I'll say 2-1.
Okay. And I'll take England to win 1-0. Just to be a little bit different. Then we got multiple reports on the U.S. soccer side of things that say that men's national team coach Greg Berhalter has been fired. Yeah. This comes after a disappointing performance in the Copa America tournament where the U.S. was unable to get out of the group stage. Of course, the next coach will have the responsibility of taking over the team 2 years before we host the 2026 World Cup. So there's going to be a lot to watch there. I mean, even more than usual with this new coach coming in. I mean, obviously he's going to have some time under his belt, but still nonetheless a big deal there. Let's see, a quick MLB headline here. We touched on the Rays and how they're currently losing to the Yankees. Well, shortstop Wander Franco has been formally charged in the Dominican Republic with sexual exploitation and abuse against a minor. An investigation of Franco has been going on since July 10th, 2023. That's exactly a year ago, when a complaint was filed against the All-Star for alleged sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl. The 23-year-old is on administrative leave and has not played since August 12th of 2023. And then we've got some more bad news involving another Olympic team here for the U.S. Kawhi Leonard no longer on the men's Olympic basketball roster. In a statement, the team said Leonard had been ramping up to get ready for the Olympics and felt ready to compete, but it said that Kawhi respects that USA Basketball and the Los Angeles Clippers determined it's for the better if he spends the summer getting ready for the NBA season. So in his place, we will see Boston Celtics champion Derek White. So I mean, that's a good replacement there.
Okay, take your word for it.
Yeah, Derek White, I want to say he's a good defensive player. May not be as good as Kawhi, and he's not as big of a star as Kawhi, but nonetheless, decent player, a lot of experience, and he was a big part of this Boston Celtics championship run, so I guess good for him. Speaking of the Boston Celtics, we have Jason Tatum being one of three cover athletes displayed amongst the four covers of NBA 2K25. Tatum will be the sole athlete on the Standard Edition, and Asia Wilson will be the sole athlete on the WNBA Edition. Those two will share the spotlight on the All-Star Edition. It's the first time 2K's ever done something like that. And 2B Hall of Famer Vince Carter will take the Hall of Fame edition. And as I said last hour, I saw that Vince Carter cover and I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at it. I haven't seen it yet today, but if it's the image of him that I'm thinking it probably is.
It is. It's the most iconic shot.
It's the one of him with the ball behind his head where he's going in. Or no, I'm sorry. It's the one where he's between his legs at the slam dunk contest.
Yes, and that's the thing. I mean, he, of course, had a Hall of Fame career, but, I mean, that's a pinnacle moment for him. He put the Raptors on the map, so it would be hard to screw up a shot of him for the Hall of Fame edition. But I think they did pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, very cool. I like it.
All righty. Let's see. I think that's just about it, right? I tackled
so.
Everything.
Yeah, I think so.
All righty, cool. Let's see, 6:43. Do you want to get into some health business and science before we tackle?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Yeah, well, what the heck? Let's do it. All right, health business and science notes here. Around 400,000 BMWs are being recalled in the U.S. over potentially faulty airbags. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said today that the recall was part of ongoing concerns for years over faulty inflators that could cause the airbags to explode. The recall includes 3-series sedans made between 2006 and 2011 and 3-series sports wagons made between 2006 and 2012.
No word yet from NASA and Boeing on whether or when, rather, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will return to Earth in the Starline capsule. Williams says when they finally do leave the International Space Station, they fully expect things to go smooth.
I feel confident that if we had to, if there was a problem with the International Space Station, we can get in our spacecraft and we can undock, talk to our team, and figure out the best way to come home.
Oh, the Starliner test flight lifted off from Cape Canaveral on June 5th. It was supposed to be a week-long mission to the space station, but helium leaks and thruster issues on the spacecraft have prevented a return flight.
And Google is planning to make its dark web monitoring service free to every Google account holder later this month. Google One subscribers have already had access to the service for a year now. Google says the move reflects a dedication to help users protect their online presence, monitoring for dark web leaks of things like phone numbers, addresses, and stolen account information. We'll carry on with some health business and science notes right after this quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still heavy backups if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River. They do appear to be lessening, though. And Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, still got some pretty heavy backups in that area, too, backing you up to Highway 87. Let's see. The last spots of note are going to be just a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards 87. And we did have an accident report on Airport Boulevard near the intersection with College Parkway, but it seems like the majority of that congestion has just about cleared up.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Employment scams are on the rise, and criminals are using AI to steal personal information and money from unsuspecting job seekers.
According to the Federal Trade Commission, job scams are up 118% from a year ago. Thieves post fake job listings on reputable websites like LinkedIn to lure applicants, but they then steal valuable information during the interview process. The main danger here is divulging personal information like social security numbers, driver's licenses, or bank account details. Consumers reported losing over $300 million to job scams in 2022. Experts say to be wary of something that sounds too good to be true, and remember only limited personal information is required during an application process. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
And the largest labor union at Samsung Electronics in South Korea is now leading an indefinite strike against the company. It comes after a three-day walkout failed to gain any ground between workers and the tech giant over pay and bonuses. The union says that over 30,000 members, which is roughly a quarter of Samsung's total workforce in South Korea, are uniting in the indefinite strike.
One in three Americans reportedly has a side hustle to keep up with the rising cost of living.
This nature of 50 years and a pension and a gold watch is long gone for most people at this point.
And Bankrate says 36% of Americans are taking part in the gig economy. People tell researchers their side hustles make them an average of $900 a month. Many millennials and Gen Zers are embracing freelance work, with a majority saying their side hustles aren't just for the financial gain, but a way for them to continue with a passion or hobby.
And some pop culture notes very quickly here. Opening statements are underway in Alec Baldwin's trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Jury selection took place on Tuesday. This comes after a Santa Fe judge ruled on Monday that evidence related to Baldwin's role as a producer for the film Rust will not be used in the case against the actor. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off and it fired a live round and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. He faces 18 months in jail if convicted.
All right. Looking here at also Shrek is returning to the big screen. DreamWorks Animation announced that Shrek 5 is currently in development with a July 2026 release set. Original Shrek stars Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz are all confirmed to return. On a scale of 1 to 10, Austin, your excitement level for Shrek 5?
Not very big, because as I said, it's got to be a banger for me to like go to the movies for it. But also, I've just never been a Shrek guy. It's probably one of the most popular franchises in the movie industry that I've not watched really any of. I've seen bits and pieces. I'm sure back when I was a little tyke in school, they put it on the TV or something, you know, in class. But outside of that, I've never really sat and watched the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah, neither have I. All right, we'll take a break on that note. Wacky stories, good news, recapping our top stories, all coming up next.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rhode Island Cast 19.
Choosing the leader of our nation is more important than ever. It's important to you, so it's important to us. That's why Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. Hear the news first right here on News Radio Pensacola, direct from Milwaukee every morning. Starting next week, this RNC convention is poised to be one of the most important ever. Tune in each morning to hear Andrew McKay with all the newsmakers. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, and DeFranco Gas Company.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Shared some comments from the Blue Angels commanding officer Alex Armitas that I had a chance to hear recently at a Five Flags Rotary event. Very interesting stuff. Spoke with Amy Miller, the interim city administrator, about the strategic plan revamp, the land development code, and downtown parking paid kiosks being installed right now on Palafox. That starts August 1st. No more free parking. Plus, the possibility of debate golf between Biden and Trump. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach.
Awesome. Big plans for when we get home tonight?
No, not really.
What jersey is that, by the way? It's a jersey that I can't recall having seen before. It's number 48, I think.
Yes.
It's kind of got a funky design on the shoulders. It is black and gold, so I assume Wake Forest, but it could also double as like an Army jersey there.
I understand that.
Was that a special issue Wake Forest jersey?
No, this is what Wake Forest used to wear. They don't wear it anymore. And honestly, you've maybe seen it if you've followed sports on social media like I have, particularly college football media. They talk about some of these uniform makers, particularly Nike, especially them. They talk about like some of these uniform designs not being bad nowadays, but they've lost some uniqueness. And I didn't really think about it until the other day, but I was like, Wake Forest was kind of a victim of that too. We had like a more unique font. And we had these sleeve designs. If you look at Wake Forest jersey now, it doesn't have a sleeve design. It just has the WF on the sleeve, and it the number is more the font is more blockish. It's just more standard. So it's like, wow, yeah, Wake Forest, and of course it's a Nike developer. So Wake Forest was kind of a victim of that, so to speak. But I mean, I don't care. I like both looks. I don't really mind. I think it's hard to mess up black and gold.
Sorry, I asked.
Yeah, you just opened up a can of worms, man. It's like a therapy session, though.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, since we're on this topic for no reason other than I'm excited for NCAA 25.
Right.
In your opinion, who has the best uniform sets in college football, home and away?
Oh, geez. It ain't Oregon. I know a lot of people say Oregon is way too gaudy. I am not an Oregon guy.
Way too gaudy?
Yeah, gaudy. Man, I don't know. I mean, I really like Wake Forest look, but I know it's a simple look.
I mean, simple's okay, but not. It's not Wake Forest. You got to be objective about this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know. I think. Oh gosh, I wish you hadn't asked. I mean, Michigan State. I think theirs is basic,
gosh,
but
it's so terrible.
No green, like man, green's my favorite color. I like the color green.
You are literally the worst.
I'll say this: the three Florida schools all have good uniforms. Florida State, Florida, and Miami.
Florida State should not have gone from the look that they had, like the Bowden era. They need to go back to that.
I really did like that. Yeah.
They need to go back to that.
And their
Miami,
old logo, always better than
Miami needs to go back to Nike, because while I like the look that they currently have, like with the
Adidas,
early 90s, but it is Adidas. And Adidas just doesn't do uniforms really well for whatever reason. Go back to Nike. Florida's fine. Yeah, they're good.
A lot of people like UNC. I would not play into that for obvious reasons, but a lot of people like the Tar Heels.
And to me, the best uniform combo, home and away, I think I would have to go either Texas or USC.
Yeah, very traditional looks. They haven't really changed over the years.
Yeah.
And like purple, anything purple, like LSU or even East Carolina, purple's
you know
hard
what?
To mess up.
LSU, I love when LSU wears their purple at home.
Yeah, they make that unique color all the more unique by choosing when to wear it. Yeah,
that is
cool.
Let's see, top three stories here. President Biden's top campaign advisors are going to be meeting with Senate Democrats tomorrow. One senator, a Democratic senator, Colorado's Michael Bennett, has become the first to publicly acknowledge his belief that President Biden cannot win in November. And Israel and Hamas resuming ceasefire talks today, though Hamas says those talks could be threatened by a renewed Israeli offensive this week that led to 30 dead in an airstrike on a tent city that was set up for displaced Palestinians. 655 Austin, final check of the roads, and I-10 still seeing snags.
Well, that's the thing. Actually, on my end, it doesn't appear to be. It looks like I-10 has just about completely cleared out with the congestion. Yeah, you see what I'm seeing over here on my monitor? I don't know.
What about 90?
Well, that's the thing. Highway 90, that one's still looking rough. You would think that one would have died down first, but it actually hasn't. It has heavy backups basically backing you up to the Milton Airport. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long this evening.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Looking at some wackier stories in the news today. Officials at Yosemite National Park have a message for visitors. Please stop leaving used toilet paper behind.
Sounds reasonable.
You know what? Listen, I thought this was a free country.
Yeah, I know. I tried to make that joke at the first hour. I couldn't even take myself seriously. This is pathetic from people.
All right. Thank you for outing me that I stole your joke from 2 hours ago.
Oh, come on. We know that every single loyal listener we have listens to the podcast page. They would have known it anyway.
Yeah. By the way, you remember how like 2 days ago you said that you would never be a person that does like dad jokes?
Yes.
Congrats on, that was
not a dad joke. It wasn't a pun.
It's pretty close to one.
No, it is not. Not a true dad joke. A true dad joke is like, oh, you want to hear a joke about a cookie? It's kind of crummy. That's a dad joke. And that, I shuddered even saying it.
I don't think you did. I think you enjoyed that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, they say that used toilet paper in Yosemite has been found throughout the park and creates several problems, not to mention people not wanting to step in it. They say that burying toilet paper can be harmful to the environment because it takes years to decompose. So no Yosemite National Park on my short list of places that I want to go until they have that resolved.
Absolutely. And an Arkansas man is suing a Las Vegas stripper, claiming that for 10 years she hoodwinked him into thinking that they were an exclusive romantic relationship.
And here I was thinking that... That's completely above board and legitimate. That stripper wants to hang out with you because you've got a lot of money and for no other reason than that.
Yeah. It says during that time, she accepted multiple trips and a home that was paid for by Fred Brunner. Brunner also says that he would send money to her at her request. He says Melanie Sterling received and took control of more than $3 million from him. The lawsuit says Sterling gave some of Brunner's money to another man that she reportedly was exclusive with. I mean, dude. Like, come on.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but as it goes.
No, but I mean, come on. That's
terrible.
Let's grow up, Fred.
Some good news. A 24-year-old Florida man named Cade Wessel married his high school sweetheart 6 years after predicting it would happen in his yearbook. They've known each other since sixth grade. They only started dating during his senior year. The quote he chose to run under his senior picture says, quote, $20, I marry Sarah Dill. There's a photo of them walking down the aisle this spring, and guess what he's holding up? A $20 bill.
No, that's cute. And a 78-year-old man in Massachusetts named Tony Palladino trying to track down a woman who saved his life at a Rolling Stones concert a few weeks ago. Apparently, he had collapsed, and she climbed over several rows, my goodness, of seats to give him CPR. And he ended up having a double bypass, but he's doing great now, and he wants to meet her to give her a very big hug. How about that?
Very cool.